FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Toby Mac. Steal My Show. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise today, cloudy. There's a chance of showers and storms. High 79. On the overnight, cloudy. Chance of showers and storms again. Low 67. Friday, partly sunny. Chance of showers. High 80. Saturday, mostly sunny and 83. And Sunday, wrapping up the weekend, sunny skies. High of 82. It's 67 in Mannheim.
Our very special guest today, Kathleen Walter, the Director of Development at Child Evangelism Fellowship of Lancaster County. Fun fact, when she was in high school, she worked at a radio station.
Amazing.
Kathleen and I were here just comparing notes about things we used to have to do with cart machines and reel-to-reels and balky racers and fun. So you did overnights in Ephrata.
I did. Yeah, midnight to six on the air as Kathy Fox.
That's
oh, the way you said my high school your name right then was perfect.
You can hear it.
School friends are probably laughing hysterically right now. They, they had to call to get the weather too. Do you remember that?
Oh, I sure do. Well, Kathleen, it's great to have you here. Tell us about CEF Lancaster and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so CEF of Lancaster County has been around since 1944. We've been right here in Lancaster County.
Wow.
Long time. I haven't been there that long, but yeah. So, and we evangelize children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We disciple them in the word of God, and we establish them in a local Bible-believing church. So it's three parts to our mission, and we belong to a much larger organization. Mm-hmm. CEF is an international organization, and we are now in almost every single country in the whole world.
Amazing.
So there are just CEF missionaries all over sharing the gospel with children, reaching millions of children. So we're really raising up the next generation of believers. Yeah. And if you don't think that's important right now, you're a little cray, because it's pretty important.
Yes.
Now, you guys, with the new school year, your Good News Clubs kick back up here in a couple weeks.
They do. And big shout out to all the school workers, that are educators, school administrators. Gosh, they have a hard job. Mm-hmm. I'm the daughter of a school superintendent, former. I know how hard that job is. And for them to be opening the doors to allow us to have a real positive influence on the kids in the building is just wonderful. We hear from teachers that they're really pleased with how the kids are changing in behavior. In fact, I was just at my daughter's back to school night the other week, and I ran into a dad of one of my Good News Club kids, and he said, "You know, Kathleen, I got to tell you, my son is just praying all the time. He won't stop praying. Like, we kind of need to reel in this praying." And I looked at him like,
"Never,
really? Come on! The Bible tells us pray continuously, and this child gets it."
Wow.
So, but they're facing such hard stuff right now. Our kids are, and so for them to learn the coping skill of not just deep breathing, but going to the Lord with everything. He is our rock.
Yeah. I love hearing the stories of what God's doing. If folks want to hear more stories, your banquet would be a great place to come out and hear them.
Oh my gosh, yes. We're going to have so many fabulous stories there. And it'll be Thursday, October 14th at the Wyndham at 6:30. It is free. So if you go on our website, ceflancaster.org, to get tickets, it says banquet registration. Just click that button and you can sign up and get a free ticket. You'll come hear Dr. Walt Mueller from the Center for Parent Youth Understanding.
And our listeners know of Walt because he does the 1220 program here on JTL Youth Culture Today.
Yeah, when he talks about the issues kids are facing, we're talking suicide, depression, anxiety, fear, online bullying, which was not a thing back in our day.
Right.
Self-image, gender confusion. There's just so much attacking our kids. And, you know, it's funny. People often say they need Jesus today more than ever. I disagree. Every child always needs Jesus.
Amen.
I don't care what time of history you lived in.
Right.
But yes, our children definitely need Jesus today.
Yeah. So your upcoming banquet is free, but you do need to register.
Yes, please. Because we do have limited tickets. Of course, because of COVID, we lowered our numbers a little bit. So if you want to come, tables of eight, I'd love to have you bring all your friends, get a table of eight together. And it doesn't cost you anything even to host a table. I'll block a table for you.
Thursday, October 14th at the Wyndham Lancaster. That used to be the host.
Correct. Yes, Route 30 East.
And so go online, ceflancaster.org. Also, if you want to get involved in being a volunteer with CEF Lancaster, they can find that info there too.
Yes, please. And we're actually having our refresher today for all our returning volunteers.
Oh, cool.
We just love our volunteers. We couldn't do what we do without volunteers. And we always need more. And we're also hiring staff if anyone's interested to come work with us.
Is that
I'd love
info
to have
at
you.
The website too?
It is, yes.
Check it out online, ceflancaster.org. staff, volunteering, the upcoming banquet. It's all there. Kathleen, thanks for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
It was
so
a delight
fun to be with you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Back to the music we go. This is Crowder, Good God Almighty, WJTL.